Epilogue, May 6, 1902. For my birthday today, Isabel, my son-in-law Francisco, and my three grandchildren have given me a cabinet to store my writing. It was built in Francisco's workshop, and it has two shelves. Isabel knows my writings are my treasures. I am not a rich man. I have no legacy to leave, other than my words. 15 minutes later, they had pulled up the old floorboards and could see a metal door. Benny tied a rope to the ring. When the three of them pulled together, it opened. Benny ran to get Carla. Cole found his dad. His dad brought Cole's Uncle Bob, flashlights, and more rope. Cole's dad, Carla, and Benny tied ropes around their waists. Then they climbed down a ladder. Cole and Kip lay on their stomachs and pointed flashlights to help the others see in the dark hole. Uncle Bob held the safety ropes. At the bottom of the ladder, the flashlights showed a small room with a dirt floor. There was an old sofa, a desk and chair, and a low cupboard. Benny opened the cupboard. "Look, Mom." Inside, there were loose papers, notebooks, and newsprint. Even by flashlight, Benny could see his mother's excitement. She would have plenty of family stories now, and so would he.